When you see a horde of medieval savages marching on towns, on villages, raping, looting, murdering people, burning people alive in their homes in a music festival, is your first reaction, let me think of what are the best ways to reward these savages? Well, if your answer is yes, you'd get along famously with Penny Wong, the foreign minister of Australia, who is now saying that the best way to move forward, the best way to end violence is to recognize a Palestinian state. Again, we are 6 months after this savage attack by Hamas, which exists only in order to attack in this savage manner, and this was the most successful of their attacks, but they have done things like this on a smaller scale, repeatedly. These are the people who Penny Wong, the person in charge of Australia's foreign policy, these are the people she wants to reward. Welcome to the Daily Objective, day 187, is it, of the war in Israel? Daniel, your first thoughts about this story.
I mean, it's the same old, same old. It's like these people forget. They have like a week-long memory. Like, even when it comes to what we might talk about, the UNRWA funding, several countries tried suspending it, some even didn't, and now some of them are resuming it. But nothing has changed. Nothing fundamental has changed. It's not like those stories about UNRWA being involved in the October 7 attacks were suddenly not true. And yeah, similar here. Like, again, the problem with the actual full Palestinian state, when let's say they have their own military, they fully have control over, let's say, even the trade, is that they use everything just so they can attack Israel. And if your reaction is after they actually did attack Israel, is to say, okay, they should be able to do it easier and they should be able to do it much more strongly and much more easily. I mean, how can you even react to that? Like, these people really have no moral compass. I don't know what to even call it. Have no, like, view of right and wrong. I mean, as the title suggests, they are just rewarding them for actually trying to completely get rid of Israel.
Yeah, now so last week we covered the story where Israel accidentally hit a convoy of aid workers. Again, this was an accident. We covered, if you missed Friday's episode of the Daily Objective, we covered why this was the right thing to do, considering what Israel knew at the time. But of course, Israel apologized for it. To begin with, they shouldn't have been there. One of those aid workers was from Australia. So of course, Australia now, a country that hasn't been involved in military conflict, so knows that sometimes you end up killing people you don't intend to kill in a conflict, and Australia has done that. They are now taking, again, they're taking the moral high ground with this despicable position of, you know what, we're going to change our policy towards who is right and who is wrong in this entire conflict over incidents like this. And yeah, as you mentioned, things change immediately based on the most recent headlines. So Australia was also sympathetic to Israel when Israelis were butchered by these savages. And it is Israel's military response, which Australia was one of the countries who said was necessary. It is Israel's military response that they are then objecting to. So Israel can't possibly win with these people, and unfortunately, this is becoming the position of all of Israel's so-called allies and all of Western countries, which is the only time they will side with Israel is when Israelis, just choose to die. That is, of course, they're not going to put it that way, but that is the only way to interpret their position. I just want to thank Jonathan for the super chat. Thank you, Gail. Thank you, Catherine, for your super chats as well. Daniel.
Yeah, so about 500, 600 years ago, we've discovered the new world, and one of the cultures we discovered was the Aztecs, who used to sacrifice their own people to the gods. And we saw that as barbaric, as savage, as something that shouldn't happen. And now in the more modern world, we're trying to bring it back. Apparently, you have to sacrifice some people. Israel has to let some people die so it can please this sort of ethical gods, so it can actually, through like defend their own people, and that's the only way it can. As you said, Israel had sympathy for for some people a day, for some people weeks, for some people a couple months, and it's running out. And in one of the articles I read, there was a quote. I'm trying to find. So there was a quote: "The Australian government has demanded Israel to take appropriate action over its military's deadly failure." At the end, it was about this aid convoy. But I agree with the quote. It has to, it has to take appropriate action, and that is not allowing any aid to come in. I mean, the only problem I have with this. With this strike on the aid convoy is that it was accidental. There is no aid should come into Gaza. No aid should be allowed in. This is just helping Hamas. This is just prolonging this war, and this is completely stopping Israel to actually finish the job. And we've seen some recent comments from Biden basically fully calling for ceasefire, not even getting some negotiation for hostages, but just demanding a 6 to 8 week ceasefire just so more humanitarian aid can come in, just so Hamas can get more aid and can, recover and, come back completely with no problems, with no consequences. And after that, they'll get a recognition from the Australian government that they are actually state, and they come out on top. What has Hamas actually suffered from this conflict? I can barely see any. It's not like they care about their citizens. It's not even like they care about their own people dying. The leaders of Hamas are hiding somewhere else, and they get aid, they'll get international support, they'll get international recognition. I mean, so far it seems like it worked out perfectly for them. I mean, like, I would ask these people what was the consequence Hamas actually suffered from butchering people on October 7th?
Yeah, by the way, there was a report today that three of Ismail Haniyeh's children were killed. By children, I mean his offspring, they're adults, I believe, were killed in today's attack. He might care about that a little bit, but he started this war, so maybe he will. Well, I don't think he'll reconsider. The current position of the U.S. administration is very much it's very much continuing on the path of being less shy about being pro-Hamas in this conflict. I mean, to say, first of all, to put pressure and publicly declare that you're putting pressure on Israel to get to the point where a deal is made with Hamas is a way to encourage Hamas and show the world that they have the upper hand in the negotiation and show Hamas that they have the upper hand in the negotiation, which is why even Israel's position on these negotiations for a hostage deal are much, much more favorable to Hamas than a few months ago when Israel did a different deal, but while putting military pressure, which of course proves that the only way you can win this conflict is militarily. If you just go on the offensive in Rafah, a massive offensive, and then say, well, you want to do a deal now, just to reiterate, I would be against doing any deal with Hamas, but if you do that under those circumstances, the terms will be more favorable to Israel. If you do a deal even with today's de facto ceasefire, Israel is not actively doing anything in Gaza. It just has troops on the ground, and that somehow is considered a war. If If now Biden were to say, you know what, we support either an immediate deal or if there's no deal within 24 hours, we would encourage Israel to go on the offensive in Rafah, to return to Khan Yunis, to finish the job where it hadn't finished the job. Even that would change the position. But no, Biden is not the idiot that Republicans like to make him look like. The whole, he's not even there. It's his advisors. Even if it was his advisors, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing to Israel with their position in this negotiation. And of course, this emboldens all these other Western countries to do what Australia is doing now. So this article you mentioned, I'm not sure if it's the same article that I'm about to read from, but this is from a few days ago in The Guardian. So this was before she said what she said about a Palestinian state. She said, as you mentioned, the Australian government has demanded Israel take quote appropriate action over its military's deadly failure that killed seven aid workers, including Australian, and they mentioned her name. The Foreign Minister Penny Wong said she and Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles wrote to their counterparts in Israel overnight on Friday after a verbal briefing on the initial findings of Israel Defense Forces investigation, which Wong said had not yet satisfied the government's expectations. And then the quote here is from what Wong was telling reporters. We acknowledge since we sent the letter, Israel has now confirmed the two individuals involved in this incident have been stood down. We reiterate that appropriate action must be taken against the individuals who are responsible for these tragic events. Clear, practical action is needed to ensure this tragedy is never repeated. What does any of this mean? I mean, what does she think the wrong people were being forced out of their job? Does she think other people? What is the actual action that she wants? None of this is clear. The only thing that's clear is that whatever Israel does, its so-called allies in the West, countries that should look at this war as their war, will criticize it, will demand different policies from Israel that allow Hamas to regroup quicker and stronger, and that eventually lead to more October 7s.
So, yeah, and here's my problem. So, yeah, the two people behind the attack were forced to resign, and so when it comes to that, in some case I might even agree with the action taken. I mean, I'm not now fully into like how it happened, and but if there was some like broke in the chain of command that and they were actually guilty of something that is actual part of the IDF, then I can agree with that. But that's not what they have the problem with. They don't care about that. They don't care about if they didn't follow the right procedures. They absolutely don't care about that. The only thing they care about is these seven people died and someone needs to be punished, and we'll use anything we can just so we can punish these people, and by extension just so we can completely punish IDF, Israel, and basically force this war to end. I mean, we've seen, I mean, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, Biden is calling for ceasefire because of this event. I believe Turkey was also calling, well, recalling for ceasefire specifically because of this event, and many other countries have, as well as Australia right now. So yeah, they try to clutch on to anything they can just to again move on to their, almost, it's almost like an a priori like goal, ceasefire, and it's like blink, blink, like ceasefire, we have to reach it, and any way we can come to it, it's good. Let's not question if ceasefire is what should happen. That doesn't matter. It's just, this is just what we believe in, this is just what is right, and you follow it or you're wrong. And there's no discussion about, yeah, there's literally no discussion about if ceasefire is a right thing to do. It's presumed.
And by the way, there's a kind of a implied call to action here, which is, these are leaders of countries that we all live in. We have many viewers in Australia, and demand that your government change their policy. Will that help? I kind of doubt it, but it's good to show that there is actual there are people, while there are no governments apparently who are on the side of the civilized against the savages, there are people who would rather live in civilization than in a Hamas-like medieval culture. Carla says in the chat, there was an Australian hostage too. Funny they cared more, if only for the aid worker. Yeah, this is we don't hear about the hostages from any of these countries. We don't hear because mentioning the hostages is mentioning that there's an actual bad guy in the story, that there's an actual enemy that the West should look at as its own enemy. We don't hear that anymore. We only hear criticism of Israel and pressure on Israel. And back to this Guardian article. So it continues later on. Earlier this week, Wang rebuked Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for, quote, deeply insensitive comments attempting to, quote, brush aside his military's culpability after he admitted Israeli forces unintentionally hit innocent people, adding, quote, from Netanyahu, this happens in wartime. And then she told the Guardian's Guardian Australia's podcast, we do not accept any suggestion that this is just something that can be brushed aside as just something that happens in war. And then it goes on. The Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said it was not good enough to describe the killings of the aid workers as, quote, just a product of war. He previously labeled the explanations of the deaths given by Israel as, quote, insufficient and unacceptable. I mean, maybe the right way to put it for Netanyahu would have been, this happens in war as has been demonstrated, and then given examples of, for example, when Australia themselves have killed people in wars that they were involved in, and it's interesting that they don't accept it when it comes to Israel. They don't accept the things that they themselves do when it comes to Israel. And of course, they are not exactly at the moment in the same type of situation as Israel, so it's somewhat easier to criticize.
Yeah, I mean, what do you even say to that? It reminds me of the clip we saw yesterday on the what's his name, the show, Phil Guy. What did we listen to yesterday? What was his
Dr. Phil, I
Dr.
mean,
Phil. And one of the Palestinian women was saying that she was asked if Israel has a right to take action. She was like, yeah, Israel has to right to take action against Hamas, but not against Palestinian civilians. And yeah, it really seems like these people are stuck both morally and also practically in like the Middle Ages, with the morality of altruism, but also the sort of warfare of the medieval ages, that basically when war happens, it's this, we meet on the field. We have just our army there, and we go against each other. And after that battle is over, then usually the war is over. It's usually just one battle. This is not how modern war works, especially against Hamas. Hamas has perfected the idea of hiding among your own civilians, the idea of not having any sort of actual military target. It's all civilian targets. And yeah, when something like this happens, and it might not even be specifically that, something like aid convoy or let's say Palestinian civilians die, even a lot of Israelis died by friendly fire, unfortunately, because of the way this conflict is. I mean, we saw the story about the hostages, which is a very sad story, but at the end of the day, it all comes to Hamas. Like, the reason why IDF okay, let's just take the example of the hostages. The reason why IDF failed, let's say, at that point, is because of the tactics Hamas uses. It uses the recordings of of, let's say, like Hebrew recordings they hide just so they can booby trap something, the recordings of crying babies to booby trap. They use all these tactics against IDF because they know that Israelis will try to actually save hostages, will actually try to prevent civilian deaths. Again, this conflict shows how evil will use the life-affirming ideas of the good to basically against them. It uses it uses the facts that IDF care about people, about life, and it uses it against them.
Yeah, and it's important, like people in the chat are mentioning the hostages. And yeah, we don't hear about the hostages, not from world leaders, not from the media. And remember, the hostages are not just being held somewhere. It's not like prison conditions. They're being held by the worst human beings on the planet. They are going through hell on a daily basis. So rescuing them, you know, if that is a goal of this operation, again, the way you move towards that goal, I think, would be only militarily, and I don't think it should be the prime goal of this operation. The goal should be to eliminate Hamas and the culture that that brought it about. But yeah, every such moment that passes, and every statement by a world leader that puts pressure on Israel to do less, rewards the people holding the hostages. There's a thank you, Bonnie, for the super chat. There's a comment by one of our regular trolls here that I think is beautifully put. He says, if 20 people tell you have a tail, maybe it's time to turn around and look. Well, if 20 people tell you have a tail, you know, you would think, hang on a second, I'm human. Human beings don't have tails. Maybe these 20 people are not people I want to be around. So yeah, I don't. You want to say something about that analogy?
I mean, if there is one group of people that shouldn't listen to the things they are being talked about, it's the Jews. They really, like, if there is one group that has been more caricatured, more completely ridiculed, there is none. So yeah, you should actually look at, what's going on, and not just listen to what, people who don't have the best views about you.
Yeah, and it's very telling that people on the Palestinian side think that reality is determined by some sort of vote in the UN General Assembly or whatever they think, or you know, the louder people are in the streets, the more right they are. That is not how reality works, and you know, it's unfortunate to see somebody who's on, you know, who's watching our channel every day, not even moving in a better direction, but there's still hope, I'm sure, even for you. Keep watching, and maybe also listen. Don't just watch. I know we're a good-looking bunch, but you know, we say things as well. Let's go to this back to this article. So, there was a point here that I wanted to get to. Oh, okay. So Wong said, since Hamas's 7th of October attacks on Israel, the Australian government has urged Israel to observe international humanitarian law. However, she told reporters on Saturday that that quote demonstrably did not occur in relation to this aid worker, Australian aid worker, and her rural central kitchen colleagues. We again say we have a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Humanitarian assistance at a scale must be enabled, and it is clear that to date, prior to this, it has not happened. Civilians, including humanitarian workers, must be protected. This incident demonstrates that has not been the case. Of course, we know that the facts, unfortunately, are not that. Unfortunately, Israel is making sure that more aid goes in to the Palestinian territories than before October 7th, and you know, and much of it is held by Hamas. By the way, I don't want to spoil too much for the reality show that's coming up next, which is going to be very much on this topic. But yeah, going back to Israel's correct policy in the few days after October 7th, you know, the correct policy was Israel said no aid until all the hostages are released And that statement to Egypt, if you send fuel trucks in, we will bomb them. That was the right thing to do. Starving the people of Gaza to the point where they would say, you know what, we are worse off in this situation than we are if we stand up to Hamas. That would have been a good thing to do. And if they kept wanting to fight Israel, well, then no aid. You do not aid people who want to kill you. Thank you, Ginger, for the super chat. Ginger says, Razi, you're right. You're a good-looking bunch. I agree, and thank you. Daniel, any final thoughts on today's topic?
Well, as always, at the end, I would like to talk to the soul of Israelis. And so, in one of the articles I've read, I also someone from the Australian government also mentioned that UNRWA has this unique ability to basically, or this, yeah, basically unique ability to help the people at the ground. And again, I would speak against Israel that Israel again allowed this to happen. It allowed UNRWA to get. To get and keep this special status. Again, it's not like this October 7th, the UNRWA participating in the October 7 attacks. It's not like it's unique. There were allegations in 2019 about in the Operation Protective Edge that UNRWA was complicit with Hamas. Even in, I think, 2021, even EU stopped funding to UNRWA because of the education system. So again, and even when Israel tries to go against UNRWA, which we've seen at some point that it called for, I think, disbanding the UNRWA, it wanted to replace it with the World Food Program, which is just another UN agency. If Israel actually wants to change Gaza, it has to, well. It has to finish off Rafah, it has to completely occupy, and it has to make sure the Palestinian people themselves see why these sort of actions they have taken were problematic and what has to change. And Gaza Talent asked.
Well, I know you like to wrap up shows with that, but I do want to comment on the last comment of the person whose comment I responded to. He says, I'm not a troll, just a concerned member of the human race. Well, if you're concerned, what are you concerned about? Because if you look at the Palestinians as a society, not to mention, not even looking at what they did on October 7th, as a society, is this what you want to see more of? Because if it is, then you're not concerned. Your only concern about the human race is that it's doing too well for your liking. Humanity is not going to move forward if we live like that. Israel is the type of country that you would want to see more of in the world if you wanted mankind to advance. And unfortunately, mankind is as has been proven beyond a reasonable doubt since October 7th, is on a free fall, jumping out of a plane without a parachute. That is where we are at the moment, and it is because, unfortunately, because of people like you. And there's no other way to put it. But people have free will, and you can actually think about the issue, understand that you're wrong, and move to the right side. And of course, once you do, we expect a very nice super chat. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, everybody, for watching. The reality show starts in a couple of minutes. We will see you there.